picture the stock market for a second, you know. You probably see this this giant hyper-rational calculator.
Right, just taking in earnings reports and spitting out objective prices.
Exactly. It takes in interest rates, consumer data, whatever, and gives you a fair price. But today's deep dive is going to, again, it's going to fundamentally change how you look at your portfolio.
Especially during an election season.
Oh, absolutely. So forget the calculator. I want you to imagine the stock market as a massive, chaotic sports betting arena.
I like that analogy.
Right. And down on the field, the teams are these multi-billion dollar corporations. To the public, they're all wearing neutral, tailored corporate suits. But underneath those suits, Wall Street knows exactly which political jerseys they are secretly wearing.
They definitely do.
So today, our mission is to explore this really fascinating March 2026 financial economics paper by researchers Emrahan Aktu and Orhan Tarul. They looked at how Wall Street reacts to minute-by-minute shifts in political election probabilities.
And it is minute by minute.
Yeah, we always hear that markets hate uncertainty, but the real question here is how fast the market actually prices a political headline. Are we talking about an adjustment that takes days, or is it, happening in minutes?
Well, before we unpack the mechanics of that, I really need to establish a strict baseline for you, the listener.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
The source material we're discussing today involves some highly politically charged events. We're talking about Donald Trump, the Republican Party, the Democratic Party. And I want to be perfectly clear, we are not taking any political sides here.
No, not at all.
We are not endorsing any viewpoints, candidates, or platforms. Our role in this deep dive is to act purely as impartial financial analysts. We're reporting strictly on the objective market data
All
and
right.
statistical findings in this academic paper.
Yeah, we're just here to read the scoreboard,
Right.
basically.
Exactly. Our interest is exclusively focused on how financial markets process political information as a tradable asset, nothing else.
Right, just the rules of the game. And the scoreboard in this study is built on an incredibly granular data set.
It really is. It's unprecedented.
Because to figure out the true speed of the market, the researchers didn't just look at like closing prices on election day. They actually combined 5-minute stock prices for 71 publicly traded U.S. firms with 5-minute probability updates from Polymarket.
Which is huge.
Yeah, for those who don't know, Polymarket is this blockchain-based prediction market. It saw over $3.6 billion in trading volume for the 2024 election. So they literally matched a minute-by-minute heartbeat of political probability against the minute-by-minute stock prices.
And the velocity of the market's reaction here is, well, it's the first major revelation in the paper.
How fast are we talking?
Unbelievably fast.
Yeah.
The data shows that a mere 1 percentage point increase in Trump's win probability opens a 0.25% return gap between Republican-affiliated firms and Democrat-affiliated firms.
Wait, 0.25%, just
Yeah.
from a 1-point poll shift.
Exactly. And this separation isn't something that slowly drifts into place over a week. It becomes statistically significant within the very first hour of a probability shift.
Wow.
Yeah, by minute 50 to 100, the divergence between those red corporate jerseys and blue corporate jerseys is firmly established.
I mean, 0.25% might sound like a rounding error if you're just a casual observer, but we're talking about massive corporations.
Tens of billions of dollars.
Right. A 0.25% shift on a company that big is a colossal amount of wealth changing hands, all triggered by a tiny 1% nudge on a betting site.
It's staggering when you look at the sheer volume of capital.
But what I found really fascinating was the asymmetry in how this plays out. Like, they don't react the exact same way.
No, they don't.
The researchers noted that Republican-affiliated firms reprice rapidly upward within just hours of a favorable shock.
On it.
But meanwhile, Democrat-affiliated firms show this slower downward adjustment that sort of bleeds out over multiple days.
And that asymmetry is honestly, one of the most compelling behavioral finance insights in the entire paper.
Why does that happen?
Well, when we look at market microstructure, rapid upward repricing usually suggests an immediate algorithmic response.
Like trading bots.
Exactly. Bots instantly calculating the math of perceived benefits, potential tax cuts or deregulation, and buying aggressively.
Makes sense.
But the slower downward trajectory for Democrat-affiliated firms suggests a completely different psychological or mechanical friction. It could be that human traders are taking longer to assess the nuanced risks of, say, future regulatory hurdles.
Or they just can't dump it all at once.
Right, institutional holders might be slowly unwinding their positions. If they dump them all at once, they tank the price and hurt themselves.
Okay, yeah, that makes a ton of sense. Like, an algorithm can instantly price in a tax cut. but humans have to actually sit in a boardroom and debate how a shift in environmental rules might, I don't know, slowly strangle a supply chain over 5 years.
Precisely. And that leads directly to the most critical metric in this section, which is persistence.
Right. Does it stick around?
It does. The researchers tracked this valuation gap and found that it peaks around day 20 and persists for roughly 60 trading days. In financial terms, it absolutely does not revert to the mean.
Let's actually clarify mean reversion for a second, because that's a huge piece of the puzzle here for anyone listening.
Go for it.
Usually, when a crazy headline drops, an algorithmic bot might overreact, buy a ton of stock, and spike the price. But then, you know, human traders step in, realize it was an overreaction, and sell it back down.
Right. The price reverts to its normal average, the mean.
Exactly. So what does a 60-day flatline mean?
The fact that this 0.25% gap stays locked in for 60 trading days proves we aren't just looking at noise trading or a momentary panic.
It's real value.
Yes. A 60-day flatline indicates a fundamental, permanent repricing of corporate value. The market has permanently adjusted what it believes these companies are worth based purely on the shifting probability of who sits in the Oval Office.
See, I'm struggling to buy this completely, though.
Oh.
Well, Wall Street is just incredibly noisy, right? There are literally a million variables moving a stock price at any given second. How do we know this isn't just a massive statistical illusion?
That's a fair question.
Like, what if a Republican-leaning tech company just happened to release a blowout quarterly earnings report on the exact same Tuesday that the political polls shifted in their favor?
That is the exact skepticism any rigorous economist would have.
Yeah.
And it's exactly why researchers look for what is known as an exogenous shock.
An exogenous shock.
Right. In statistical modeling, an exogenous shock is an event so massive, so sudden, and entirely disconnected from normal business operations that it perfectly isolates the variable you want to study.
It cuts through the noise.
Exactly. And for this model, the ultimate stress test arrived on July 13th, 2024.
Oh, wow. The assassination attempt on Donald Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania?
Yes. That event had absolutely zero connection to corporate earnings, supply chain logistics, or consumer demand. It was a pure political shock.
Right.
And crucially, it occurred on a Saturday evening when traditional stock markets were completely closed.
But Polymarket wasn't?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Polymarket operates on the blockchain, which means it trades 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Over that weekend, as users processed the event, Polymarket's probability of a Trump win surged by 7.5 percentage points.
So you have this massive pressure cooker of political tension just building up over Saturday and Sunday.
Building and building.
The political probability has violently shifted, but traditional equity traders can't do anything about it because the New York Stock Exchange is locked tight until Monday morning.
And the opening bell on Monday, July 15th, acted as a release valve for all that trapped data.
I can only imagine.
The reaction was explosive. Republican-affiliated firms immediately gained 0.6% in abnormal returns, while Democrat-affiliated firms lost 0.6%.
Wow.
That resulted in an immediate, glaring 1.2% partisan gap in a single trading day.
Let's break down that term, abnormal returns, because I think it's key here. We aren't just talking about the stock going up or down.
No, not at all.
An abnormal return is a gain or loss that completely defies the overall market trend of that specific day. So if the whole market is flat, but your specific stock jumps 0.5%, that's abnormal.
It means something specific is happening to you.
Exactly. And the math here connects perfectly back to their original 5-minute data model, doesn't it?
It really does. The baseline model predicted roughly a 0.25% gap for every 1 point of probability shift.
Okay, so a 7.5-point shock
should logically yield around a 1.9% gap. And the real-world jump was 1.2%.
Which is an incredibly strong real-world validation. I mean, to take a statistical model built on tiny 5-minute fluctuations and have it scale that closely to a massive weekend macro shock.
It proves the mechanics are very real.
Wall Street isn't guessing. They are calculating. It's like dropping a boulder into a pond instead of a pebble.
Exactly. It demonstrates that the market inherently knows the political alignment of these firms and reprices them aggressively the absolute second the liquidity becomes available.
Okay, so the market clearly spots these political jerseys. But surely it's not just a binary switch, right?
What do you mean?
Like, a company throwing $500 at a local congressman shouldn't get the same market reaction as a company funding an entire super PAC. Do these traders actually measure the depth of the loyalty, or is it just simply red team versus blue team?
Oh, the data takes that a step further by proving the market heavily weights the intensity of the alignment.
Really?
Yeah. The The researchers utilized campaign contribution records from Open Secrets to create a continuous ratio. So they moved past the binary labels and measured the exact percentage of a firm's donations going to either side.
I love that. It's like ordering spicy food, you know? There's a massive difference between asking for mild salsa and asking for the ghost pepper.
That's a great way to put it.
If I'm a trader, I want to know if a company's political risk is a mild annoyance or a ghost pepper liability.
And the market prices the ghost pepper loyalty completely differently. In fact, the data shows a very clear dose response pattern.
Dose response, meaning the more you give, the stronger the reaction.
Exactly. A firm that directs 99% of its donations to one single party experiences a significantly larger stock price swing than a firm that attempts to hedge its bets by splitting donations 51-49.
Oh, that makes total sense.
Yeah, when the researchers compared a 100% Republican-aligned firm to a 100% Democrat-aligned firm, the differential didn't just sit at 0.25%. It expanded to a massive 0.5% by day 75.
So if I'm hearing you right, the market is completely bypassing corporate PR departments.
Completely.
Like, executives might think they can write a few checks to both sides to keep everyone happy and project this aura of neutrality, but Wall Street looks right at the ledger. They reward the ones who go all in.
It actually destroys an older theory in economics that viewed corporate political donations as trivial public relations.
Like it was just small change to buy a seat at a dinner.
Exactly. The dose response finding proves the market reads financial contributions as a highly credible signal of deep structural political alignment. If a company is donating 95% of its funds to one party, Wall Street assumes that the company's executive network, its regulatory strategy, its future profitability, they are all structurally bound to that party's success.
Okay, so I understand why the market cares, but I have a real mechanical question about how they are doing this.
Sure.
Where are institutional investors actually getting this minute-by-minute probability data? Are Wall Street bankers literally sitting at their Bloomberg terminals just hitting refresh on offshore betting websites?
It's a great question.
How does a bet placed by some guy in his basement actually cascade into the global financial system?
Well, the study meticulously tracked how this political information diffuses across five different betting platforms. And what they found was a strict three-tier hierarchy of information flow.
Okay, three tiers.
This hierarchy explains exactly how the data gets scrubbed and legitimized for institutional use.
I picture this kind of like an office gossip chain. Like, the people inside the room where the event happens, they know instantly. The people working down the hall find out a few hours later. And the people working in a completely different building don't hear about it until the next day.
That is surprisingly accurate.
So how do the betting markets fall into those tiers?
The first tier is the discovery layer. This consists of peer-to-peer exchanges like Polymarket and Betfair.
Right, the room where the gossip happens.
Exactly. Because users trade directly with each other continuously, without a house setting the odds, these platforms incorporate new political information instantly.
There's no middleman delaying the reaction.
Right.
So if a candidate stumbles during a live TV debate, thousands of users immediately adjust their financial positions and the probability updates in real time.
Yes. Then you have the second tier, which the researchers identify as sharp sportsbooks. These are platforms like Bovada and BetOnline.
Okay, so they're the people down the hall.
Exactly. They act as passive layers. They do not generate new prices themselves. Instead, they monitor the discovery layer and replicate those signals within a few hours.
And they aren't lagging because they're slow, right? They're lagging because they are managing risk.
Correct.
Like, if they try to set their own odds and get it wrong, the smart money from Polymarket will flood their site and totally wipe them out. So they just wait and copy the smart money.
That risk aversion introduces the delay. And finally, the third tier consists of retail bookmakers, like Unibet.
The people in the other building.
Exactly. The data shows they lag behind the real-time discovery layer by at least 12 hours. But what is structurally important here is that this three-tier cascade perfectly mirrors the price discovery mechanisms of traditional stock markets.
So Wall Street treats information latency like a physical law.
They absolutely do.
They aren't looking at the retail bookmakers. They're plugging directly into the discovery layer. They're treating a live feed of Polymarket data the exact same way they treat a live feed of crude oil prices or, you know, 10-year treasury yields.
It proves that political probability signals are processed with the exact same speed and institutional stratification as conventional financial assets. Information frictions dictate the flow, and institutional capital always drinks from the fastest, most direct stream.
Wow. Okay, so let's tie all of these threads together.
Let's do it.
We know the market reacts in minutes, permanently repricing companies. We know they measure the ghost pepper intensity of a company's loyalty. And we know they treat this prediction data like highly sophisticated financial intelligence.
Yes.
So if Wall Street is dedicating this much processing power to track political alignment, what is the actual literal dollar value of being connected? Like, what's the bottom line?
The researchers actually performed a structural estimate to calculate the literal dollar figure of this political capital.
Okay.
A structural estimate takes all these observed market behaviors and uses them to reverse engineer the hidden underlying value.
And what did they find?
For a fully aligned firm with a $50 billion market capitalization, a single 1 percentage point shift in electoral probability equates to approximately $125 million in expected policy rents.
Hold on, let's pause and define policy rents because that sounds like some dense economic jargon, but it's really the core of the whole issue.
It really is.
When economists say policy rents, they are talking about measurable, unearned financial bonuses. It's the difference between a company making money because they engineered a better microchip versus making money because the government just slapped a massive tariff on their main competitor.
Exactly right. It is value derived from political architecture rather than raw market competition.
Just a structural advantage.
Yes. And to synthesize the ultimate conclusion of this paper,
Yeah.
you have to compare that $125 million valuation against what these companies actually spend to achieve it.
Oh, this is the crazy part.
Even the absolute most politically active U.S. corporations spend less than $20 million annually on lobbying and campaign contributions combined.
It's the ultimate iceberg. We look above the water and we see this $20 million in public campaign contributions and mandated lobbying disclosures. And we all debate whether that $20 million is corrupting the system. But Wall Street is looking beneath the surface and they see a massive $125 million benefit for every single percentage point of political advantage.
The staggering gap between the visible $20 million expenditure and the hidden $125 million market valuation per percentage point reveals that the true returns on political alignment flow through invisible channels.
So, if it's not just a politician voting for a specific tax break, what are these invisible channels practically doing day to day?
It's things like favorable regulatory treatment at the agency level,
Right.
or leniency in antitrust reviews when a company wants to merge.
Oh, that's huge.
Preferential treatment in government procurement, allowing them to secure massive federal contracts without standard competitive friction. Informal, backroom access to policymakers before new laws are even drafted. The market is pricing in the absolute certainty that if your corporate team wins the election, you are going to receive structural advantages that completely dwarf whatever you spent on the actual campaign. Political capital is, quite literally, real capital.
It fundamentally rewrites the definition of what a modern company is actually worth.
It really does.
So the next time you check your retirement account or you look at an index fund during an election cycle, I want you to realize that you aren't just looking at economic
Oh,
fundamentals.
you're not.
You aren't just looking at a reflection of how many smartphones a company sold or how efficient their supply chain is. You are watching real-time political polling being priced in dollars and cents down to the 5-minute
We
mark.
do it.
You are watching the trading floor react to the political jerseys hidden under those corporate suits.
It essentially operates as a shadow market of political power, completely quantified and happening in broad daylight.
Which leaves you with one final, very provocative thought to chew on as we wrap up this deep dive. We've spent this entire time talking about the upside. But if the stock market is this incredibly efficient at pricing the $125 million reward of a company's political alignment, what happens when a massive corporation bets heavily on the losing candidate?
That's the real question.
Does Wall Street price a structural penalty for being on the wrong side just as ruthlessly as it prices the reward for winning? And if the financial stakes of these policy rents are truly this high, is staying completely politically neutral actually the riskiest financial position a modern company can take?